WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are moving forward with opening a second major location in Brazos County.
Side of the freeway from College Station, Central Park, is the Lintech building, formerly the Westinghouse plant. Trustees approved the purchase of the 180,000-square-foot building and 54 acres of land. The purchase price will be set after an appraisal is completed. The Brazos County Tax Office website set an appraised value last year of $612,000. Administrators have not determined which academic programs will move. Initially, about 40% of the building will be used as early as the fall 2015 semester. Lintech can remain in the space it currently occupies for 3 years. The acquisition is designed to alleviate current overcrowding in Bryan and anticipated enrollment increases during the next 2 to 4 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Just up the street from Blinn's Bryan campus, developers have been given the go-ahead to expand an apartment complex approved 2 years ago. The Bryan City Council rejected an appeal by nearby homeowners to reverse a Planning and Zoning Commission vote approving the increase from 240 to 312 units on land bordered by Villa Maria, Nash, and William Joel Bryan. Like others, Frank Durasek mentioned council's previous actions during the open comments portion of Tuesday's meeting.
In 2007, Ordinance 1697 was passed. This tax increment reinvestment zone created Nash Street and land development area zone. For retail business to develop. If the proposed apartment complex is approved, the intent of the Bryan City Council at that time is being changed at the cost of the homeowners in Bryan Meadows.
But Bert Baker recalled when the developer, Paul Leventis, previously attempted to build a senior apartments at the same location.
I feel that the senior citizen apartments would have increased the value since we would have had access to the community center. One resident, when complaining about these apartments and had also been against the senior citizen apartments, was asked by Mr. Leventis just what she wanted there, replied, nothing.
Leventis was also the developer for the age-restricted Briar Meadows. This morning's commute at University in Texas will be more congested than usual. That's because an Atmos Energy crew will be digging up a natural gas line associated with new traffic signals. The work is scheduled to begin after 8:30 in a few minutes and last about 3 hours. This will close the right southbound lane in front of the new student high rise. A federal agency has not uncovered significant new details about last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board repeated the need for more regulation. Chairman Rafael Morey Arasso says the fertilizer ammonium nitrate was not properly stored, nor is it properly classified as an explosive. He also says the chemical can be made safer.
There are formulations of ammonium nitrate that are less explosive than just regular ammonium nitrate. You can make blends that are not as explosive. And as a matter of fact, that is one of the inherently safer practices that we are recommended.
Officials say even if it's never determined what started an initial fire, they know the resulting blast could have been prevented. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Voted best in the Brazos like 11 years running. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Partial sunshine will develop today. Temperatures will climb up to 85 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and warm tonight with a low around 65. We'll have more warm weather tomorrow. Partial sun. We should get to 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy with lows right around 65. Some more sunshine for the day on Friday. High temperatures Friday, 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, obviously we have all the other problems in the world solved. Forget about ignoring those TV ads by checking your cell phone when the commercials come on your TV. Advertisers are ready to solve that problem for you. A company called Axis has created a program called Sync that beams the ads on your TV directly onto your phone at the same time they're on TV.
I dare them to try.
No.
How convenient is that? Because I know that's what we've all been wanting.
I'm going to be pulling out that black electrical tape and putting it over some IR sensor somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is in response to figures showing that up to 50% of us watching TV are also using our digital devices. And what they'll do is they'll offer a solution for advertisers, which potential viewers are going to, you know, be distracted from the TV to their mobile device. So
I don't use my mobile device during commercials. Well, I might miss the start of the show when fast forward goes over.
Apparently there is a group that does that. So how do they know which commercials to beam to your smartphone? Here's the disturbing part. They use data about your demo, your location, and your Wi-Fi use to make, as they call it, an educated guess. You know, for years I wouldn't think about getting TiVo because it's, if you capture this, you might like this. You know, if you watch this, you might like this. Well, Amazon does that too. Other people who bought this bought such and such. Anyway, so they'll have these educated guesses about what TV channels you are watching. And then as you are about to text somebody because a commercial comes on, boom, the commercial comes onto your phone.
You remember that terms of service you said? Yeah, sure, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have a database about you.
That's it. It's in line 27.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you can't,
use this for subsidiary purposes.
Yeah, you cannot get to, oh, you love that, subsidiary purposes. All right, there you go.
It may not even be technically correct.
That's all right.
It sounds good.
It does
sound good. Jason Myanski, the mayor of Bryan, joins us to play Jethro Trivia this morning. How are you today?
Morning, Scott.
May ask you a question or two while you're here, but, you know.
That's all right. Okay. So y'all were talking about bomb-sniffing dogs.
Bomb-sniffing dogs.
We were trying to, dogs.
Yeah.
How about the Brazos Valley Bombers mascot, yeah. Kaboom?
That'd be good. Yeah, so, you know, I got to believe Bomb Squads probably don't have a sense of humor, but I can understand that. That would, you know,
that's a, looks
it.
Like a bomb tech named Lefty, man. That's
good. Exactly. All right, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia, oddly informative little news quiz. Here it is today. Next to computer software and hairstyles for the bald. That's just for you, Kevin.
Dude!
No field in the business world offers more competitive innovative thinking than what? Is it A, soft drinks, B, fast food breakfasts, D, bird feeders, or public transportation, or D, bird feeders? That alphabet thing at A&M Consolidated, we did it differently. Okay, once again, no field has offered more innovation than A, soft drinks, B, fast food breakfast, C, public transportation, or D, bird feeders. What's the answer, Kevin?
Fast food breakfasts.
All right. Patrick?
Bird feeders.
All right. Mayor?
Yeah, I'm going to go with fast food breakfast.
That's it. It's an exciting time. You win. An exciting time is involved because, I mean, if you'll consider this, the Wall Street Journal notes that because every fast food chain is trying to take a bite out of the fast food breakfast market, the entire industry has been ramping up with all sorts of new egg creations and defending their turf. Well, and who is it who has the people named Ronald McDonald?
Taco Bell.
Exactly. I mean, now that's smart. That really is smart. Well, and then, of course, in this part of the country, just breakfast tacos, a lot of people just like that, you know, kind of the homemade thing, and you see it made right there in front of you, for better or worse, and, you know, it's big business, that's for sure.
They even have the breakfast taco trucks running around.
Yeah, that's right, got that going on. Well, you know, they started breakfast food trucks in College Station, and it's moved to Bryan, and now that term neighborhood integrity has moved in. Hear how I just transitioned into that like a radio professional?
That was very nice.
A little bit of discussion last night as to actually action the planning and zoning taken a couple of years ago to build an apartment complex next to Briar Meadows, which is an age-restricted area. Obviously, that's why you're paid the big bucks to make those kind of decisions, but I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on that process because there was some controversy about it.
Well, first, Scott, let me mention that I didn't discuss the topic last night and I didn't vote on the topic last night because of a conflict of interest. I actually represent the largest home builder in the Briar Meadows subdivision. We're doing quite a few homes and townhomes in that area, so do a lot of business in the Briar Meadows area. The deal that came before the council last night was to allow a conditional use permit on a little over 2 acres of land off of Villa Maria. It wasn't to discuss the 10, 12 acres that was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission several years ago. By approving the CUP last night, it allowed another entrance into the apartment complex. So at this point, it was going to spill onto Nash Parkway into Broadmoor, basically. Now there's another entrance and exit on Villa Maria. So that was definitely a plus when you're talking about traffic concerns, and it did allow them to round out and clean up the area and round out their apartment complex, but it did add another entrance to the property. Would have loved to have seen commercial opportunities there. You know, there was talks years ago of maybe a CVS pharmacy, an Eckerd Drug, something like that. That didn't come to fruition. They decided not to locate there, and the best and highest use at that point is a multifamily complex.
Well, and again, so people understand, the conditional use permit was given by planning and zoning a couple of years ago for this initial property. And as you said, this was simply a 2-acre add-on. And we had, I believe, in our news report today, a lady was saying that Mr. Leventis had asked, Mr. Leventis is the owner of the property, had asked a resident of Briar Meadows what they would like to see on this property, and their answer was nothing. And while I appreciate that they would like to say that, development is what happens. And I know that necessarily you can't say that, Mayor, but the deal is, this is not an overnight situation that took place. So what would you say to people who have areas where it's undeveloped near them, so that they can feel comfortable and not feel like, if people do feel like the city kind of did this in the dark of night, what do you say to those people who see their surroundings change because of action?
Well, typically everyone, when they back up to a green space, they think it's going to be a park or a trail of some sort. In the real estate business, we tell them that it can be developed, it will be developed, whether it's going to be a shopping center or an office complex or multifamily, something we can kind of look into. So if you're near green space, particularly commercially zoned property, you run that risk. I live on the east side of town around Copperfield, and we've got a lot of green space around us that I know in my position as the mayor that will be developed in the next few years, and a lot of it will be commercial. I think will complement our neighborhood. That'd be positive for our neighborhood, new residential opportunities. So to me, it's a plus. It does increase traffic. It will bring more people to my neighborhood and my part of town. That's something the city will have to address. If there's traffic issues on Broadmoor, we've talked about possibly shutting off Broadmoor. I mean, that could be an option. Our staff may not want to hear that. Maybe only allowing lefts and right turns out of the apartment complex and not allowing the residents to run straight through to Broadmoor. So I think if all the residents and everyone in the area wanted to shut down Broadmoor, that's something, you know, that could be looked into. But so on the traffic concerns, we'll try to address those and deal with those. You know, we just found out late last night, that Blinn College is now going to build another campus in College Station. That will alleviate some of the traffic concerns and congestion and reduce the student population on our Bryan campus, which will be a positive. I mean, we are busting at the seams. 2015 is going to be a very tough year in Bryan. That's going to be the largest population on that campus ever 2014 until the new campus is underway in 2015. That'll help alleviate some of the off-site parking and some of the traffic congestions. And I think things will be back to normal in 2015.
Well, I think people in College Station can relate. Munson was one of the areas that was, you know, it's a much shorter street. Broadmoor is a long street. It goes a long way. And they in fact, did close Munson for a little while. And so I can understand that might be something that, and I think Appomattox never went through in College Station for the exact same reason that you'd have traffic, those people traversing those long distances. And again, to expand a little bit, I'm sure staff doesn't necessarily want to hear that, but I'm thinking as an elected official, you want to explain to these people that there may be options available to give them some relief.
There will be options available. Again, everyone's got to be on the same page. That's the downside of it. You might have one neighbor on one side of the street that wants to close it, and the other neighbor wants to keep it open because it is convenient for them to get to and from, you know, their workplace or their shopping opportunities. So we'll have our traffic engineers take a look at it and see, you know, once this apartment complex is opened up and see what kind of concerns, traffic concerns. I would think that most of these folks are not going to drive through Broadmoor. That's not going to be the fastest way to the A&M campus.
Sure.
They're going to hit the bypass. They're going to go to Villa Maria, and adding that extra entrance and exit off of Villa Maria, I think will reduce some of the traffic congestion on Nash Street.
Jason Bansky joining us this morning. I want to reach a little bit of this, and then I'd like to get your thoughts. Leaders of a Central Texas city have adopted a resolution, Dateline Austin, leaders of a Central Texas city have adopted a resolution barring landlords from summarily rejecting applicants who want to use federal vouchers to pay rent. The City Council of Austin last Thursday voted in favor of a source of income measure involving housing complex, race, religion, gender, already banned as reasons that landlords cannot would nix rental applications. But the city manager of Austin says they see this, he will seek public opinion in a writing an ordinance for this. But backers say that the measure will provide more housing options for low-income residents. Critics raise the questions about additional paperwork and regulatory burdens. So what they're going to do now is place some burdens on landlords as far as who they can and cannot rent to. What are your thoughts there?
Well, one, I don't think the city needs to get involved in telling the landlords who they should or shouldn't lease to. A little background, back in the day, back in the early 90s, I worked for the Section 8 Housing Office here locally at the Brazos Valley Council of Governments, and so I dealt with the vouchers and certificates, and, you know, there are yearly inspections that you have to incur. There are additional paperwork, a lot of paperwork. But, you know, if that's an option that's good for you as a landlord, then that's something you need to pursue. The rules back then were if you accepted Section 8 housing in one property, then you would have to accept it in the other properties that you owned. So, you know, you had some of that. Once you participate, you're all in. You know, I don't know if the rules have changed since then. They probably have, but if you didn't opt into any Section 8, even though it, not even in one unit, then you didn't have to deal with it and accept Section 8 housing vouchers and certificates. But again, that's something that would be looked at on a federal level. The city of Bryan wouldn't get involved in who you can and can't lease to. I mean, there are fair housing laws that regulate, you know, because of race, religion, ethnicity, mm-hmm. that you have to deal with on a federal basis, but that's not something the city of Bryan would necessarily get involved in. But I guess Austin's thinking that that'll open up, you know, if your voucher will afford you the nicest apartment complex across from the UT campus, I guess that that might be something to look at. We'll see how that operates and works over the next few years.
You see how that does play out. Well, that's what I've got. What do you got for us today?
Well, our city secretary, Marilyn Strada, wanted me to mention that the city secretary's office is hosting an open house on Friday, May 9th. Friday, May 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as part of Municipal Clerk Week. The public is invited to stop by and hear all the great things that our city secretary's office does for our citizens of Bryan. And if you hadn't heard yet, Bryan was named one of the most exciting cities in the state of Texas.
All right.
We were in the top 10. I want to mention College Station was, I think, 18th in the top 20. So we have two very exciting cities that our listeners live in here. But a lot of it had to do with nightlife, our parks and recreational opportunities. And leading into Parks and Recs, we now have our spring and summer guide that's out there and available. You can also log on to our City of Bryan website and learn about all the opportunities that are going on in our parks and recreation. We've got swimming lessons coming up this summer and other youth leagues that are signing up as we speak. So we invite everyone to log on to our website or get a copy of the spring and summer Parks and Recreation catalog and see all the wonderful things going on in the city of Bryan.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYK. KERANKIN.com.
Caution flags on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest we could see a cautious start to the midweek session on Wall Street as investors wade through a new pile of corporate earnings. Among components of the Dow Jones Industrials, the numbers are mixed. Boeing's quarterly profit and revenue topped forecasts, and the company raised its outlook for the year. Procter & Gamble's profit was bigger than expected, but revenue fell short. AT&T's profit fell, but still exceeded forecasts. Fewer people sought home loans last week as interest rates rose. Mortgage bankers report total application volume fell more than 3%. A lot of deep-pocketed thrill-seekers may not realize their dream of climbing Mount Everest. After a deadly avalanche killed 16 Sherpa guides, dozens of other Sherpas are refusing to climb. Many adventurers have paid $75,000 or more for expeditions to Everest. Those expeditions will have to be canceled if the Sherpa guides don't return. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICE.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com. The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mary's here this morning from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you.
Wonderful. You brought a guest.
Absolutely.
You know, you bring guests in, you have to be careful because sometimes they get in front of the microphone and they freeze up.
Yeah. Not this one.
Nah, probably not. Yeah. Our buddy Penny Zent is here today. Penny, how are you today?
I'm great, Scotty. How are you?
Good. You don't get enough radio over there.
You wanted
to come over here and
do
this?
I know. I've just got to bomb the airwaves wherever I can.
I'll say it while she's here. Wait, don't tell me is the best show on radio.
Isn't it great?
It is just... Are you going to get him here?
Well, maybe one of these days. You know, Carl has retired.
He's retired,
and
yeah.
So I was hoping to be able to do that one of these days before he retired. Yeah. But okay.
10 o'clock on Saturday morning on 90.9 is pretty good stuff. It is. But anyway, we're here to talk about Derby Days. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It is. Derby Days coming up on Saturday, May the 3rd at 4 o'clock at the College Station Hilton. And, folks, we're getting down towards the end of the capacity because we're almost at a sellout crowd, but there's a few more seats labeled. I think we've got like two tables worth.
Wow. Okay. So that's
you need to act quickly.
It's different because it's one of the, you know, fundraisers are usually dinner events or something like that.
Yeah.
This one starts at 4 because obviously it's wrapped around the race.
Exactly. The race starts at 5 o'clock. And that's when the coverage begins. And we've got a 4 o'clock little mint julep hour to get you in the mood.
There you go.
And then we have the running of the roses and we'll sing My Old Kentucky Home. We have a wonderful hat parade, which is always... Awesome. One of the most fun events. Everybody decorates these hats and shows up, and it's for men and women. So that's always a highlight of the evening.
Without a doubt.
Exactly. And then we've got a great meal prepared and wine at every table. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
So that's already included in the price. And then party time.
Yeah.
And we've got this wonderful dance band coming from the Emerald City Management Group up in Dallas. So the Party Time group will be here along with the Brazos Valley Symphony Dance Orchestra.
Right.
So there's going to be something for everybody. And it's we've kind of upped the ante a little bit because RDM Audio helps us out. And they have come up with a game plan, folks. I think you're going to feel like you're in the middle of
the event.
Derby Downs.
Great.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It is just unbelievable what they are doing. And there's going to be a string quartet, a live and a silent auction. Yeah. There's just something for everybody.
It
so.
Is. This is unique. And I think Jim Singleton and his wife came up with this idea
years ago,
an award for it, I think.
Oh, yeah. They won multiple awards for it.
It's just it's a neat concept. And, again, if you go to some nonprofit affairs, this one stands out. It's very
well
different.
And I wanted to tell everybody this year too, we have got Jim Johnson, and a lot of people know Jim from, he retired from the Ben's Floral Design School at A&M, and he is doing our decorations this year, and I'm so excited because he's come up with something a little bit different.
Okay. And so
I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful, and everybody's going to have a great time.
Okay, so if they want tickets, so what do they do?
They need to contact the symphony office at 979-696-6100.
Okay.
And as we said, we're down to just a very limited number of seats left. So get your calls in and make those reservations because we want you to be there.
All right, it's a deal. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
That's Penny Zinn. She's the co-chair. That's the reason that she's here this morning. Mary, let's look back for a minute at Premier Market. That was really quite an event.
It was huge. It was huge. An outstanding success. Vendors did fantastically, and I can attest to the fact that a lot of merchandise went out there, so there's a lot of things bought.
Yeah, part of it was in my hand.
Yeah, so. Well, and the thing is that funds another function of what the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra does, and that's an outreach to the community, which
absolutely
is important.
There's the fundraisers we do, our golf tournament, Premier Market, Derby Day. That's a critical funding of the symphony to be able to do the things we do, everything from our cultural concerts to our children's concerts. So 4th of July, it helps fund everything.
Well, that's great. Well, we're glad we can be a part of it. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's Derby Day. It's the big wrap-up for the season, and thanks for the time.
Today, why you need to know about the high-stakes court battle of an obscure internet streaming company. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Dash cams aren't just for the police anymore. With the Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam, you now have the same protection as law enforcement. They use theirs to prove that they did the right thing. I use mine for the same reason. The Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam records in high definition for a clear record of every trip. And because it has two lenses, you can record what happens in and around your car simultaneously or rotate the cameras to record side views. You get all the sights and sounds from the road with time and date stamps. The Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam is small and fits snugly on the top of your windshield. It's easy to install and operate, and it comes complete with all accessories. The charger, a 32-gigabyte memory card, and a long-lasting built-in high-temperature lithium polymer battery. Whether it's proof of your innocence or just a record of something you witnessed, have it all recorded. Get the Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam only at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com. The Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam. Available now. Shop.commando.com. Yesterday, before the U.S. Supreme Court, a David and Goliath battle took place. Only this time, the giant was in the right. Or maybe I should say, giants. NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, Disney, PBS, and other giant broadcasters. They're suing the tiny company, Aereo. If Aereo loses, it's toast. The complaint is that Aereo plucks the free HDTV broadcast signals out of the air and then streams them to viewers for a fee. Like Netflix and Apple TV, viewers can record their favorite shows in the cloud and watch them later. But unlike Netflix, Apple TV, your cable or satellite provider, Tiny Aereo does not pay royalties to anyone for the resale of all those copyrighted programs. And that quite simply puts them in the wrong. America loves an underdog story. Unfortunately, this isn't one of them. Read more, plus get all the breaking news at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, the local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Overcrowding at the Blinn College campus in Bryan will be reduced with a second location in College Station.
Blinn trustees have approved the purchase of what was originally the Westinghouse plant, located across the freeway from Central Park. Several locations were pitched to trustees to address projections of continued enrollment growth during the next 2 to 4 years. The Bryan campus, busting at the seams at 13,000 students, is expected to top 15,000 by 2017. Classes in College Station could start as early as the fall 2015 semester in 71,000 square feet, or about 40% of the building. Which academic programs will move have not been decided. The property currently owned by technology company Lintech is appraised at $612,000. Purchase price will be determined based on an appraisal by Blinn. The 180,000 square foot building is located on 54 acres. By comparison, the Bryan campus is 80 acres. The agreement allows Lintech to remain in the space it occupies for 3 years. The additional cost to prepare the building for classes was not included in Blinn's news release. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council approved allowing a developer to add 72 units to an apartment complex previously slated for 240. Residents in the age-restricted Briar Meadows neighborhood voiced concerns Tuesday about increased traffic volume and lower property values. David Bruce says any lack of complaints was due to a lack of communication.
At a recent zoning meeting, we were informed we had not filed any complaints. This was because none were made aware of the initial plan. How can residents voice their concerns if they are not within the 200 feet that warranted notification?
Moments ago, Mayor Jason Bielski, who abstained from voting and discussion, said traffic concerns will be looked at by city employees, but notes that it's hard to find broad agreement.
There will be options available. Again, everyone's got to be on the same page. That's the downside of it. You might have one neighbor on one side of the street that wants to close it, and the other neighbor wants to keep it open because it is convenient for them to get to and from, their workplace or their shopping opportunities.
The 4-1 vote allows nearly 3 acres on Villa Maria to be included in the development's previous 11 acres on William Joel Bryan and Nash. University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers doesn't think Tuesday's Supreme Court decision upholding the Michigan ban on affirmative action has any impact on the UT admissions policy. Powers says the ruling did not disturb the principle that the consideration of race in admissions is permissible.
In 2012, UT Austin returned to the Supreme Court to defend our admissions policy that includes race as one of many factors and to argue for the critical educational importance and educational value of a diverse student body.
UT is still waiting for a ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in its case involving former applicant Abigail Fisher, who sued the school after her application was denied. Motorists using southbound Texas approaching university will be dealing with another lane closure this morning. The work in front of the new student high-rise should already be started and should take about 3 hours. An Atmos Energy crew will be uncovering a natural gas line as part of the construction of new traffic signals. The work is supposed to take about 3 hours, closing the right southbound lane. While investigators still don't know what started the fire that resulted in last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, a federal agency reports the blast could have been prevented. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board says ammonium nitrate was not properly stored, handled, or classified.
Ammonium nitrate is an effective fertilizer. It is also a highly hazardous reactive oxidizer chemical. And it also can be, under some circumstances, a dangerous explosive.
Board Chairman Rafael Morey Arasso says the town's fire department was not properly trained to understand the explosive nature of the chemical. He says the storage facility was made of combustible wood instead of concrete. Up to 60 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded, killing 15. Texas evangelical pastors are now on the list of those calling for national immigration reform.
The coalition is called the Evangelical Immigration Table. They're calling on Congress to establish a long-term immigration policy.
Many of these undocumented that we have love our country. They are law-abiding individuals. They pay taxes.
That's Dr. David Galvant, the senior pastor at New Life Baptist Church in Dallas. Pastor Tim Moore of the Walkworthy Baptist Church in Austin would like to see a pathway to citizenship.
Reform would allow Homeland Security to begin to focus its efforts on the transnational crime rate and those that are truly terrorists.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Cleanup from last month's oil spill in the Houston Ship Channel could wrap up by the end of the week. The Galveston County Daily News reports Seawolf Park and East Beach in Galveston have reopened, as well as the last 2 miles of the Texas City Dike. But cleanup continues south of Matagorda Island. That's after 170,000 gallons of oil entered the channel and then the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard has not determined blame for the collision of a barge loaded with the oil and a ship. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. We'll have more at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you miss Kyra's Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's Truck Center. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
It's springtime, RV people, and you know what that means. It's time for a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan.
Let's hit the road.
Get out of the big city and head on over to Bryan, USA, where the overhead is low and so are the camper prices. In fact, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Raptor, you know, the good stuff. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, get a brand new Canyon Cat 12 RVC.
Just $99.95.
How about a new Jayco J-Flight Swift 26 Bunkhouse.
$16,995.
So, how do our customers feel when they get an incredible RV Station deal?
You make me feel good.
RV Station, 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online. RVStationOnline.com. Canyon Cat number 2349, Jayco number 2703.
Take a vacation with the RV Station.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the Chamber, and title sponsor HEB for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partial sunshine will develop today. Temperatures will climb up to 85 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and warm tonight with a low around 65. Have more warm weather tomorrow, partial sun. We should get to 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy with lows right around 65. Some more sunshine for the day on Friday. High temperatures Friday, 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right. The week's top television shows would be number 8, Scandal. I mean, what is Scandal? You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Number 7 is Person of Interest. Number 6, Big Bang Theory. Can anybody sing the Big Bang Theory theme song?
I don't want to.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've never seen the show, but I saw part of the open. It seemed to be pretty difficult to sing because they sing real fast.
They do.
The Voice, number 5 and number 4. NCIS Los Angeles, number 3. Number 2, Dancing with the Stars. And number 1 would be NCIS. So, got that going. This will make you feel excited, I know, and happy to find out that the rumors that we've heard before now are true. Deadline reports that Disney has gotten a writer and a director to trot out a movie based on its popular theme park attraction. It's a Small World, which turns 50. Yesterday, actually, was its birthday.
What could they possibly make that movie about?
That's why it says, no word on plot or casting yet. Yes, indeed. There you go. Well, you gotta like this. A New Jersey family is suing its local school district, demanding the words "Under God" be removed from the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. The suit alleges that including "Under God" discriminates against atheists and thus violates New Jersey's constitution.
Just get rid of the pledge. It discriminates against illegal immigrants.
There you go. The suit states that It publicly disparages plaintiffs' religious beliefs, calls plaintiffs' patriotism into question, and forces the child, in this case, to choose between non-participation in a patriotic exercise or participation in a patriotic exercise that it actually hurts him and his religious
claims. Just skip the line.
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting story, this whole...
How it got added?
Yes.
So, I'm really okay with taking it back out.
Yeah. Sit down, crisscross applesauce, we'll tell you the story. Frances Bellamy wrote this, okay? She was a Christian socialist. Christian socialism was pretty important in the 19th century in U.S. America. It was based on scripture that stressed charity, helping the poor, and social justice. They saw capitalism really as kind of idolatrous. And they said because there was greed, and that was greed was a mortal sin. The movement manifested itself in the 19th century in the writings of Charles Dickens, also the founder of the Salvation Army, and John Brown, who we remember in Virginia. Now, Bellamy never included a reference to any God in the pledge. Now, what's really interesting about all this is it was written to make money.
Really?
Yes. There was a magazine publisher who wanted to start a campaign to sell American flags to public schools as a premium to solicit subscriptions. Okay?
Wow.
As the story goes, a year later, 26,000 schools had bought American flags, but now the market was kind of slowing down and it wasn't nearly saturated. There was still a lot of folks to get out there. So the publisher comes up with this idea of using that year to be, which is the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus coming to America, to give this schoolhouse movement a little kick in the butt. So the magazine called for a national Columbian public school celebration, because the Columbian Exposition was going on, which was also called the Chicago World's Fair. A flag salute and pledge recitation was part of the official program for the Columbus Day celebration that was going to be held at schools all over U.S. America. So they needed a pledge. Enter Frances Bellamy, basically as a marketing ploy to sell flags and salute them. Now, what's interesting also is the salute. What do you do now when you do the Pledge of Allegiance? You put your hand over your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that replaced the original salute, because what you would do is you would raise your hand outstretched, your arm outstretched toward the flag first.
We kind of know
what that looks like, doesn't it? Yes. So let's go back to a cartoon that Porky Pig did, okay? And here it is. No.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you look at the cartoon, he kicks his hand out there. I mean, he does that salute. He does that salute, and then he makes a traditional salute. So,
great Scott!
The word God was inserted by Congress in 1954. So there you go. Just want to let you know. So now there's a little something that you might not have known before about our little Pledge of Allegiance. So, still need to do it the way we do it, but that's that. Group of inmates in London suing their prison for refusing to recognize their Jedi religion.
Oh, here we go.
Four unidentified men claimed to be Jedis, members of the fictional religion made famous in Star Wars. Jediism, as we all know, recognized in the UK census as the 7th most popular religion.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Can you name the 8th most popular religion? See, that's what I'd like to know. Do you know any of the others below Jediism?
You think when they're walking around the prison complex, unrestrained, they use their little hand to open up the automatic bars?
Oh, I like that, yes. These are not the prisoners you're looking for. Anyway, but the inmates say that prison officials refuse to add it to their official files. One prisoner says this is an example of the kind of intolerance and religious bigotry faced by members of our faith.
You're a prisoner!
The same prisoner went on to say he fears retaliation from the dark side. And so, of course, then he says, may the force be with me. Thank you. Patrick, as we go to break, if you have time, if you could look up on the UK census page, possibly the most popular religions in the UK, because I'm fascinated if that's number 7. I want to know what 8, 9, and 10 are.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids activities, plus food and drink. Visit mayfest.org. That's MAIFEST.org.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 10 till. Did you find anything? Any luck with that?
There's about 400,000 people in the 2001 census who claimed Jediism.
Really? And
yeah.
Any religions below that?
No, they keep going. They do Jewish, Muslim, Sikh, and other.
Other. So. Oh, so, it, yeah, they're 10.
At first I thought you were saying they were Jewish Muslims.
No, Jewish, comma.
It's like, not okay.
Yeah, what do they talk about?
That's a religion for you right there,
exactly.
Boy.
Anyway, Governor Chris Christie says pot legalization will not happen in New Jersey because he doesn't want his state to have, quote, Colorado's quality of life, end quote. Huh. I bet you there's some people who think that there are parts of the quality of life of Colorado that they'd like to have rather than living in New Jersey.
Bet their bridges work.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Today is the day. They put it in the middle of the week for you. It's National Administrative Professionals Day. Today's the day, okay? Flowers are pretty popular. But, you know, a nice restaurant would be okay. Lunch at a nice restaurant might be something. Or giving them even just a longer lunch hour.
Or offer to watch the phone while they go to the restroom.
Yeah. Or because there's
you're
an app for
such
that.
A giver.
Yeah. Or you could pick up your own damn dry cleaning. You know.
Here you can go to the head. I'll watch the phone.
Got it taken care of for you. All right. So there's a new web trend similar to Ann Getty's pictures of babies cradled in heads of lettuce and flowers. It's called baby suiting. Stream of photos on social media showing small babies dressed in full size grown-up business suits. Trend was started by Yanni Wiles. Also, she woke up and decided to make baby suiting a thing, so she created a hashtag for it. Says here it's really caught on. Thousands of people dressing up their babies and using the tag. So, just, if you got nothing else to do today. Also, you could celebrate that a winner has been declared in this year's beautiful bulldog pageant in Des Moines, Iowa. 18-month-old Lucy wore a pink tutu and shirt supporting breast cancer awareness. Lucy beat out 49 other competitors for that. British tourist being deported from Sri Lanka because she has a Buddha tattooed on her arm. Sri Lankan police arrested Naomi Michelle Coleman shortly after she arrived at the international airport in Colombo, Sri Lanka. That's the capital. A police spokesperson claims that Naomi is guilty of hurting others' religious feelings with her tattoo. Well, there you go. The image on her arm shows Buddha seated on a lotus flower. The majority of Sri Lankans practice Buddhism, but view tattoos of Buddha as culturally insensitive. Kind of interesting. Hello?
Well, thanks for telling me it was Secretary's Day. Now I feel obligated to actually have to do something.
Yeah.
We've been telling you since Monday.
That's right. We started on Monday. That's why they put it in the middle of the week. So you got 2 days to procrastinate before you run out and do something about it. So good luck. Hope that works.
Patrick recommends letting them go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You watch the phones while they do that.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Molly Maid is the most trusted name in America for residential home cleaning. With their satisfaction guarantee, you can trust Molly Maid to clean your home professionally. One call to the cleaning pros takes care of all your house cleaning needs, so you can enjoy everything spring has to offer. And Molly Maid gift certificates will make the special someone in your life very grateful. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or on the web at mollymaid.com. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
If you missed Kairos Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos Truck Center. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hey everybody, this is Mark at Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria-free and from stinking. Well, then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Brazos Valley, it's about 2 minutes before we leave here. It's day 113, by the way, in case you don't remember. Okay, the number of buttons on a remote control, your average remote control in 1987?
10.
13.
Okay.
Number of buttons on your average remote control today?
26.
53.
50, yeah. What?
How do they do that? How can you do that? Wow. It's amazing.
They don't even put them under a little flippy piece of plastic anymore.
No, they don't. You're right. No, just anyway, I don't get it. Have to do that much, do we, to be entertained? So memorabilia fans can now buy clothing and equipment once used by Bruce Lee before his death in 1973. See how that works out for you. Fists of Fury star and his sterling copper gray cotton jacket, $40,000. Mahogany leather loafers, they got size 7. Timex wristwatch, bid there will start at $20,000.
For a Timex?
It was Bruce Lee's Timex.
It's still a Timex.
Los Angeles police say Ice Road trucker Tim Zucker assaulted a female in the entertainment industry.
Adult entertainment.
Yes, named Snow White.
Come on.
Apparently that's the name that's in the arrest report. I can't tell you anything.
His nickname must be Grumpy now.
Beyond the- Very nice. All right, there we go. All right, on this date in...